I'm Carrie, and I'm an alcoholic. And I thought they said there was a 3 minute break in between. Okay, I'm starting my timer. Anyways, welcome to all the newcomers and all the chip takers. And my sobriety date is March 28th, 1989. And by the grace of God, I walked into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous at 22 years old, and I got the gift of sobriety. I also want to say I didn't get here because I wanted to get here. I got here because I was coming to get someone else sober, and he never showed up. And I walked into the old Canyon Club in Laguna Beach, and I sat down in the back of that room, and I heard that day that I never had to do this again. I had no idea that I was really alcoholic or that I did a lot of dry goods. Well, I knew I did dry goods, but I don't want to say that I was addicted to dry goods, but I was doing a lot of both. And I sat in that room and I heard hope for the first time. I heard that I don't have to keep living like this. And I had no idea that I didn't have to live that way anymore. So that morning, the old timers that were there already said to me, "Come on, let's go get a cup of coffee." And those guys were the most amazing men. And took me out for coffee and told me how I can live my life differently. And they said to come back tomorrow, and I did. I got sober at the 7 a.m. Meeting at the Canyon Club, and I continued to go back. And as I said, my sobriety date is the 28th, 1989, so I have 36 years sober, and I still do the same thing I did since the day I walked into Alcoholics Anonymous. Oh God, I'm blank. So I jumped into the middle is what I did. You know, that's what everyone said I had to do, is I jumped in the middle. I met my first sponsor at a week sober. We were sitting at the speaker meeting, and I had really short hair. I was basically a punk rocker when I walked into the rooms. I came from LA, and I was running the streets and doing all the things that you do up in LA and Hollywood. And she just touched the back of my head. I had really, really short hair. And I thought, oh my God, I don't know when the last time someone gently touched me. And I turned around and I asked this woman to sponsor me. And she did. And she took me through the steps. She told me this is life and death. And I believed her because I was ready to die when I got here. I didn't want to live my life like I was living. And I was already thinking of options how to get out. And so she took me through the steps and we went through them in 90 days. And after that, she said, "You know, I think it's time you find someone else." She said, "You need someone else who's going to take you the rest of the way." And I have never seen that woman again. I don't know where she went, but she was a gift from God. She did what she needed to do for me. And I went and found another sponsor who I had been for the next 2 years. And that sponsor did the next phase of my development with me. And at that point, you know, I was all in. I was sponsoring girls. I was literature person, cake person, pancake breakfast at the Canyon Club, whatever I needed to do, you know, because I wanted to be in the middle of Alcoholics Anonymous. I was also very young, so I was involved with all the young people in Alcoholics Anonymous, all the dances and whatever I can do to have fun, because I like to have fun. And if you're not having fun in Alcoholics Anonymous, like we say, that's your own damn fault. Because there is so much fun to be had in these rooms and with these people that we're amongst. And I still do not want to miss out in the fun. So all my girls know that if you're going to be sponsored by me, you're going to get in the car and we're going to go do shit. And we do. We go to retreats, we go to meetings, we go to, you know, wherever we have to go and wherever we're told to go, we all get in the car and we go together. And my second sponsor, sorry, I'm all over the place. My second sponsor had a tragedy happen in her life, and I had to move on from there. And my third sponsor I've had for 34 years. And it's kind of like there's role reversal now. I am now the somewhat caretaker in the relationship, you know, as our roles have changed. She brought me all these years along the way, and now I show up for her. You know, I show up for her Thank you. I call her. I do whatever she needs me to do for her because that woman gave to me unconditionally for all these years. So, in my experience in Alcoholics Anonymous, since I only have 5 minutes to go, like I said, I do everything still today that I did when I walked into these rooms. I still go to 4 to 5 meetings a week. I still speak when I'm asked to speak, spoke when I asked to lead. Like I said, I am involved in retreats. I lead retreats. I'm going to international. I did Women's International. I do whatever I need to do to still stay sober because I am still an alcoholic. I still have an alcoholic head. I don't know if we're allowed to cuss here, but I still have K-Fuck Radio going on up there. And I just need to, and at 6 years sober, let me just say this. 6 years sober, it was either I had to do something different or I was going to drink. And at 6 years sober, I went to my sponsor and I said, I can't do this anymore. And she said, well, then it's time to do the deal again. And I started, and I didn't drink, but I did the steps all over again. And it was at that moment that my heart opened up. And it was at that moment that I was finally intervened by my God, because I was willing to believe there was a God, but I didn't really know what my God was. I was not contacted at any point before that, but after I did my steps again, it was like, there it is. I had this quiet head, an open heart, and I finally heard what my God wanted me to hear. And so today, I hear my God, and I know right from wrong today. That's what I can say, is that my God is very quiet. And so when I have this loud head, and that is still my disease, that disease, if I don't do these meetings and I don't come and speak at a podium and I don't do what I'm supposed to do, my disease still gets loud. I am not recovered. Some people say they never think about a drink again. I do. I do. I would love to do drugs again. I love them. But I still do this because I am afraid to die. I don't want to die. And I know if I did what I was doing back then, I would be dead instantly today. And so I keep doing what I was told to do from the very beginning, which was come to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. Call my sponsor, reach out to another alcoholic. I sponsor quite a few women. I try not to raise my hands in meetings and say if people want to sponsor because I can't manage more than what I'm doing right now. And that's just for me. What I need to do is just enough. I have eight girls and that's a lot for me. And but I show up. I show up for them. And I still show up for myself. And that's the most important part, is that I show up for me and I let everyone know in my life who comes into my path, whether it's my husband. I told him AA is first. Thank God he's in Alcoholics Anonymous. I had to tell my children AA is first. I had to tell my business partner AA is first. Whoever is in my life knows that Alcoholics Anonymous is first. And they know that if I say I need to go to a meeting, that means I need to go to a meeting. And I don't have to explain myself. I just go. And so I am so grateful for the life that Alcoholics Anonymous has given me. Thank you. And I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. And so if you're suffering, you don't have to. I hope you just reach out to another alcoholic because we are here for fun and for free. And that you reach out to them and say, hey, I need help. And my simple prayer to my God is just God help me. It doesn't have to be anything more difficult than that. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be before Addie tonight. Addie is one of my sponsees, and I love her to death. So thank you very much.